Step three is very simple. What's step three? Prophesy, isn't it? Let's look at a few scriptures again that encourage us to prophesy. We'd start in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. All right. 1 Corinthians 14, 1. Why don't we all read it together? We've got probably about four different versions here, but let's everybody read that so we know it's there. Okay? Just wait till you find it. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. Are you there? Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Now, turn and read it to your neighbor. The Bible says we should exhort one another, you see? All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 24 and 25. Here's a description of a meeting of the church. You've all come together in one place. Paul says in verse 24, if all speak with tongues and there come in those who are uninformed or unbeliever, will they not say that you are out of your mind? If everybody comes to a meeting and all they do is speak in tongues, which happens in some churches, people who are not believers just walk and say, those people are mad. But, Paul says, if all prophesy, notice that, he assumes that all can prophesy. If all prophesy, that is, speak in a language that's understood, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is judged by all. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and falling down on his face, he will worship God, report that God is truly among you. Understand, the problem with a lot of Pentecostals is they never went far enough. They spoke in tongues and didn't go any further. And many, many people have walked into Pentecostal meetings and said, these people are crazy, I'm not coming near them. The problem was not with God's provision, it was with God's people who didn't avail themselves of the provision. What we need to do is go on from speaking in tongues to prophesying, to giving people words about themselves that they know we couldn't know naturally. You understand? The secrets of their heart are made manifest. Okay, one more scripture, two more scriptures. Verse 31. For you can all prophesy, one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. How many can prophesy? Are you sure? Say it again. That's right. Turn to your neighbor and read it to him. Or her. All right, now this is what we're doing, you understand? Paul says you can have a learning session. It's not a full-scale meeting of the church, it's a learning session. This is precisely where we're at. You can all prophesy that all of you may learn. And trustfully, you'll all be encouraged. And one more scripture, which is verse 39. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues. Desire earnestly to prophesy. I pray God that he may put that in the heart of everybody here, an earnest desire to prophesy. You're not being presumptuous. You're not trespassing on God's grace. You're doing what God tells you to do. And you can all prophesy, one by one, individually. That's not to each other. We'll come to that maybe later. But what we're doing right now is we're practicing. How many of you would recognize it's nice to practice in a private situation before you launch out in front of the assembly? See? Okay. All right. Now, just because you're religiously disposed, I'll say a nice prayer for you before you do this. It will work without the prayer, but you feel better if I pray. See? Then, you know what you're going to do? You're not going to speak in tongues. You're going to? I didn't hear you. That's right. How many of you believe you can do it? Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. So, Father, we just thank you for your blessed presence with us here through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge you as the personal resident representative of the Godhead now on earth. We give you the honor that is your due. You are Lord, and you are Lord here this morning. And Lord, you've brought us to this point where your people earnestly desire to prophesy. And so now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to release in them and through them the gift of prophesying for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. It's legitimate to speak out loud enough to hear yourself. There's something about breaking the sound barrier.
Make me known throughout the world. I love you, my children. Rest in me. I love you, my children.
Amen. Well, that was a serendipity, wasn't it? But don't let that keep you from your personal encounter with the Lord. That was a word of encouragement to all of us. Thank God for it. But I want each one of you to be released individually. See? God prompts me to tell you there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You're under condemnation. Don't accept it. Praise God. What language did you get that in? You did? What's your mother tongue? Well, why don't you get something in French? No, really, because your mother tongue makes difference. I used to prophesy in French one time. When I was with a French sailor in World War II, I got the most beautiful prophecy in French. So, you know, there's so much variety. Don't be tied down. How many of you got a prophecy? Just raise your hand. Right up. Don't let me. Well, that's beautiful. Amen. Now, those of you that didn't, we'll give you one more run at the jump. Okay? Don't feel discouraged. Just turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. If I'm bound, release me. Some are bound by fear, some are bound by embarrassment, but don't let that hold you back, okay? Father, thank you for what you've done for your people here this morning. We pray now that you will release those who are bound by fear or embarrassment or any other force, Lord, and you'll give them this beautiful gift of prophesying in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that's wonderful. Now we'll release some of you who feel you've got a word that's for more than you. Speak it out to the people of God. Just stand up. If you're speaking there, turn around and speak to the people so that they can hear you. And whatever God has given you, you give it to them.
This is to glorify the Lord, but it is for you and Ruth if you'll receive it.
Well, we'll be happy.
Okay, the Lord is opening a door for you to go into India.
Dear Lord. Sorry for laughing, but we've been trying to avoid India for so long. There's a Jewish believer very close to us in Jerusalem. He has prayed himself blue in the face for us to go to India. So I... That is really not a prophecy. That's a word of knowledge, but it's very good. Thank you. That's all I need. Thank you. So, anybody else got a word you want to give out to the people? And remember, it's not for your profit. It's for the profit of all. Yes, stand up. Speak it out clearly.
Oh, my children, how deeply I long after you. My bones are moved for you. I would have you to come near and sit at my feet. Draw near to me.
Amen. Now, one danger is we hear prophecy and we say, that was wonderful, and we do nothing about it, see? And in the end, prophecy becomes ineffective. That's happened in hundreds of Pentecostal churches and charismatic churches. The Lord spoke specifically, and he said, I want you to come near to me and sit at my feet in private. You understand? So there's direction for many of you as to how God wants you to spend some of your, quote, spare time. Understand? Spend it in the presence of the Lord. How many of you will act on that if you feel that's for you? Good. All right. Praise God. Now let's see if we have some more. We've had some beautiful words. How many of you would agree? Also, you'll notice that when the prophetic gifts come, there tends to be a general theme that they follow, even from many different people. The theme here is God's love for us, his desire to draw us to him, and his desire to send us forth into all the world as his ambassadors, which is beautiful. My heart says amen to that. So let's just wait before the Lord. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. If you feel God has given you something, if your heart is pounding, it's probably you. Just hold on. Give me a hand first. Stand up. And we'll take you next, okay? Stand up, this lady here. Amen. Thank you.
I am the Lord God. I am your God. I will never leave you. I love you forever and ever.
Amen. See, the theme is God's love and encouragement. Yes? Stand up and turn around and speak to the people.
This is my world. And my protection goes before you as you go out. So you have no reason to fear.
Amen. Right. Now, I want to say some of what we get is incomplete prophecy. It's perfectly valid, but, you know, the first time you swim, you don't swim 10 lengths. So, remember, this is a thing we learn. It's progressive. The exercise of the gifts of the Spirit, very few people start exercising them perfectly, but the people who wait to be perfect before they exercise them never exercise them. So, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Now, is there anybody else? Yes, wait a minute. We'll take my wife first, then the lady behind. Do you want to come and share my microphone? If you can get it on, you can get it off, presumably.
I have looked upon your doubts and your fears, but I have also looked upon your love for me. And I want now to take away your doubt and your fear and to reassure you that I will be with you in every situation. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Indeed, I will send my angels before you. And they will prepare the way that when you come in, you need only come in and gather the fruit. There is a rich harvest waiting. And I am equipping you to be laborers, to be gatherers in of the harvest. So lay aside your doubts and fears. Lay them at my feet, says the Lord. And I will give you my joy and my peace and my power.
Just wait a minute. Now, let's act on what the Lord says. You understand? So important that we don't just hear prophecy and say, well, wasn't that interesting? I've been in Pentecostal and charismatic churches where people would walk out of the church and say, wonderful meeting, we had four prophecies. I say, what did the prophecies say? I don't remember, you know. Well, what's the good of God speaking if we don't act on what he says? Now.